This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Gentlemen, Gerald Celente is going to be joining us for the balance of the transmission, or 54 minutes. And I intend towards the end of the hour to also open the phones up so folks can talk to him. The globalists have tried to launch a culture war. It's failing. They're now trying to launch one in England, saying that their government and their history is evil. They are trying to cover up the mass shooting that happened 2.5 weeks ago. That's fully imploding. Just everything the globalists do turns to pure garbage now. And on top of that, now Trump has come out and called Mueller a liar. Mueller was the bag man for uranium. Mueller killed criminal investigations of the FBI into Hillary, not just transferring uranium, but also weapons components when she was the head of the State Department. I mean, we've already known this, but to see everything we broke a year ago, with even more info come out, and to see the day after Hannity covered it, Senator Grassley talking about it, and Sessions saying that, yes, there is a criminal investigation of Hillary. Wow, how the worm has turned. But right now, in the few minutes we have left in this short segment, let's go ahead and go to this article. Vegas survivor, this is an Infowars.com article, Vegas survivor who died suddenly had planned an organization to expose the cover-up. She was going to create an organization of survivors who were going to expose what they really saw. Well, the video survives. The videos the FBI didn't get and then erase off people's phones. Then you got the timeline changing 5 or 6 times. You've got video of shooters down the road and eyewitnesses to it and all the military experts, including military experts that testify in court, munitions experts, acoustics experts, clearly shooters at Mandalay. Inside and out, we first broke that. Clearly shooters, other areas, not just at Mandalay, but at other casinos. A woman who died days after surviving the ill-fated October 1st Country Music Festival in Las Vegas, she lived there, perfect time to get to her, wanted to organize a group, a survivors group, in order to flesh out the strange event. Ooh, they didn't want that because they had credibility and they had standing in court. Facebook conversations reveal, we've got screenshots of all of them, on Infowars.com. By the way, the FBI erased those as well. Kimberly Schomel, 28, died suddenly on October 9th at her Apple Valley, California residence. She also lived in Vegas part of the time. 5 days after posting her version of events to Facebook. The days following the massacre, friends reached out to Schomel over October 4th post in which she described someone setting off firecrackers near the venue and detailed being chased by numerous people, concluding at one point there was more than one gun firing 100%, more than one. And, of course, we had witnesses saying they were told to get out. You're going to be dead in 45 minutes. Then 45 minutes later, the shooting starts. And people inside Mandalay saying that there had been people shooting inside. That later came out, too. Everything the people told us, everything our FBI sources told us is coming true. You got a protege of Mueller, who was then appointed to head up Vegas by Comey right before he left. And we've got federal sources saying this guy is as bad as the day is long. One longtime friend of Schomel's, who asked to remain anonymous, provided InfoWars with screenshots of a conversation he'd had with her in which she indicated planning to organize a group of survivors in order to piece together things. That's InfoWars.com, a Don Salazar article breaking it all down. You can read her last photos and last words. She wanted you to investigate. Will you investigate? You can share my comment for sure, she wanted to say to everybody. They wanted to organize a group to find out the truth. Others have been dying suddenly. They weren't even shot as well. So they were planning to blame this on the Second Amendment. All our intel says it's an ISIS attack. We've got British intelligence head coming out and saying they're seeing exponential Islamic attacks. Well, yeah, you bring in record numbers of unvetted military-age men who invaded Syria into your countries, you're going to get attacked. The government's answer is, of course, take all of our rights. That makes it a false flag. They brought in the groups they knew would attack. Gerald Celente, the trends forecaster, straight ahead.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'll tell you this, everything the globalist media pushes is more and more blowing up in their face. TrendsResearch.com, best-selling author, researcher, forecaster Gerald Celente joins us for the hour. I'm not going to go into his whole bio or how he's basically been in all the media you can imagine. The bottom line is I want to get his worldview about where we are historically. I remember, what was it, 5 years ago or so, they were saying the economy was dead, America was over, everything was done for. And he said, well, I'm going to double down and believe in Americana. I'm going to go buy at a strategic point, the Four Corners in Kingston, New York, where the revolution first got hatched, even before what we saw happen at the Green Dragon Inn or what we saw there in Philadelphia at the Constitution Hall. And so he doubled down. He said, down the road, you know, who knows what happened to the stock market, but he said, I believe in a resurgence of Americana and quality and Main Street and people waking up. And so now, I wouldn't say we're winning, but we're in the thick of the fight. And all over the world, from Austria to Brazil to Australia to the UK to here to Catalonia, people are fighting back for independence. Doesn't mean they're always winning, but every time they fight back, they get stronger each time. Is Trump perfect? No. But you know a man by his enemies. The globalists hate him because he's trying to be president. He doesn't want one-sided deals to screw America over. And just the idea of that, that America wouldn't have the highest corporate tax in the world by design to ship our jobs to China, that we wouldn't ban coal when everybody else has it, that we wouldn't be involved in economic sabotage of our own nation as the globalists sell out America to the world for their own power. That's why the enemies of the country hate Trump so much, and it's why he's so loathed by ignorant people and by parasites that I have to defend him even more, because in this historic time, I want to be up there signing my John Hancock, my Alexander Jones, on the Declaration of Independence, the biggest and the boldest. Because make no mistake, we are risking our lives, our sacred honor, our treasure, our families in this great endeavor, and I just want to beat the globalists, but if we're successful, when the next history transmissions are written and transmitted, I guess, directly into our brains on distant star systems, your progeny, my progeny, will look back on this time as the deciding crossroads. Gerald Celente, great to have you here.
Thank you. It's always great being on with you. I'd like to pick up what you're saying about globalism and the dangers of it and how it is really going in reverse in a lot of places, except here in the United States. You mentioned what's going on in Austria. They just had an election last week, and the Freedom Party came out of nowhere, and now they're somewhere. You saw what happened in Germany a couple of weeks ago with Angela Merkel getting trounced by the AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland. You see the secessionist movement in Catalonia. And whether you like him or not, not our kind of guy, because he's a Rothschild boy, Macron over in France, a new party. The point that I'm making is that they're very fearful and they're saying it. Here's a quote from Wolfgang Schäuble, who was the former German finance minister until Merkel just got trounced. Here's what he warned the people about. I want everyone to listen very carefully. There's no chance Germany will ever relapse into nationalism. The AfD's voters, that's the Alternative for Deutschland, voters were dissatisfied, felt excluded, were angry about perceived injustice, and worried about how the world was changing. I want to comment on this because his words are very important. How dare we should relapse into nationalism? How dare those Germans want to hang on to their ethnicity, their culture, and their heritage? How dare the Italians, the French, the Americans, or any other culture wants to hang on to what made them who they are? How dare they respect their ancestors and the cultural greatness that made them who they are when they should become globalized? This is the arrogance, the words that are being spoken but being ignored. And you listen to his words again. Their voters were dissatisfied, felt excluded and angry. Felt excluded? Hey, Wolfgang, could you add this up? You were a finance minister. You could probably do a little bit of addition. You got 8 people that have more money than half the world's population, according to Oxfam. Felt excluded? We're all getting screwed by the multinationals, Wolfgang, who you suck up to and who they pay you off to.
And Gerald?
Like the Clintons and all the rest.
I want you to get back on this amazing breakdown, but let me just add to what you're saying. It's not like it's some natural migration of people and cultures coming together or something. It's global megacorporations that are tax exempt above the law saying we're bringing in groups to politically control you. We're going to raise your taxes, exempt ourselves at the EU level from the very taxes, and then dictate to you how you're going to live your life. We're going to bring in 10 million people, 80% of which are military-age men, and then tell German women don't wear skirts and ban from Switzerland to Germany, you name it. They're having Sweden having to ban outdoor beer drinking and Oktoberfest because the radical Muslims will kill you. I mean, imagine saying submit to an outside anti-liberal ideology allied with a bunch of megabanks with George Soros funding it, breathing down your neck in some mass cuckolding of Europe. I mean, it's just crazy, the arrogance of outside megabanks coming in saying we're going to totally dominate you.
It is, and that's what's going on. And look what's going on. You're talking about taxes? Look at this BS with Amazon. They're bragging over here in Jersey that they're going to give them, you know, all this dough as tax breaks. What is this guy worth? You know, $86 billion? And we got to give Amazon tax breaks? Nobody gives me tax breaks. Oh, you're going to create jobs? Yeah, I got a great job for you. Go to college. Get a degree in shipping and packaging, and you could get a job at Amazon and be in debt $40,000.
But then Amazon admits that they've got robots that are coming in the next few years to replace you, and Apple's got the worst slave factories with suicide nets, 17-hour workdays where they force drug and abort babies. But it's okay because they're liberal and they gave money to Black Lives Matter.
And then you got a jerk like Christie bragging that they're giving them all these tax breaks. Let any other state beat it. I got one for you. How about Foxconn, the one over there in Wisconsin from Taiwan that makes Apple computers? They're going to give them something like, you know, a $3 billion tax break, something ridiculous.
Hold on, Gerald. We got to go to break, but you're absolutely right. And let's not forget Bezos gets a $1.48 U.S. taxpayer subsidy on all the packages he ships, a little thing he got Congress to do. So, folks, again, when you order from Amazon, you're literally cutting your own throat. They're even going to bankrupt Walmart. We're going out to break with Gerald Celente on fire, but since he mentioned it, here's McCain arrogantly talking about ugly nationalism at some elitist meeting with we the people projected behind him, when he's saying we the people at the TPP, unelected and secret, will have more power than Congress, and Trump comes along, destroys TPP, moves it back to Congress, and they've got the nerve to sit there and claim that they're with we the people. You mean we the globalist above the law, megabanks. Here is John, not long for this world, McCain.
To abandon the ideals we have advanced around the globe, to refuse the obligations of international leadership, and our duty to remain the last best hope of Earth, for the sake of some half-baked, spurious nationalism cooked up by people who would rather find scapegoats than solve problems.
This guy funded ISIS. Spurious nationalism. See, they're saving the world, though. They're the globalists. They're going to tell us how to live our lives. They're going to have jumbo jets, but you can't have a car. That's what Obama said. They're the elitist. Oh, thank you, McCain. Thank you.
Is as unpatriotic as an attachment to any other tired dogma of the past that Americans consigned to the ash heap of history.
Americans consigned America to the ash heap. You hear that? He can't even get it out of his mouth. Go to hell, McCain. We'll be right back.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The war was lost. The treaty signed.
So the globalists think it's in style to destroy nation states. And it isn't that the UK or Europe or the US are perfect or Brazil or anything else. The globalists are trying to overthrow as well right now. They have populist uprisings. It's that people set them up. They weren't perfect, but they were post-colonial, most of them, and they were trying to have basic human liberty. They got set up during the Renaissance, before globalism, which is just a new form of colonialism, but a technocracy-based system, in their own words. And now, notice you've got McCain speaking out against the nationalism with the iconography of We the People, the Constitution behind him. But no American flags. And remember, at the DNC, the first 3 days of the week, they had no American flags. And again, I don't worship the American flag, but what are they trying to replace it with? This globalism that just comes out of nowhere that these elites just make up? Top trends forecaster Gerald Celente is our cast, trendsresearch.com. But look at the NFL commissioner. He's on Fox right now. He's having a press conference. We can put it on screen. The NFL symbol is an American flag. But see, now they won't kneel, or they won't stand during it. They want to kneel to make a big issue out of it. And again, it lets Americans understand, wow, there's an outside corporate force that really wants to get rid of the nation state and basically demonize it. And you have to ask yourself, why are they doing that? Because they're replacing it with something. Well, you better find out what that something is. They've already looted the third world. They set up factories where they have suicide nets that Gerald Celente was mentioning. They mean business. They're totally and completely ruthless. Well, he came out 3 weeks ago and told Trump, you disrespected the NFL when Trump said you disrespected our veterans, our country. You have a right to say you hate America if you want to. The difference is you don't work for a company, go out there daring it, then be disrespectful, and then whine when you made $200 million like Kaepernick, and then when you have two bad seasons, wonder why nobody will hire you, so you sue, claiming you're being discriminated against because you're black when the NFL's 90% black. So again, it's an example of globalism trying to destroy America and actually waking America up. They thought they had intimidated us. We were asleep. Their intimidation now, they're slapping us in the face. Woke us up. That's my view, Gerald Celente. What do you think about these battles they're losing? Hollywood collapsing, ratings down, numbers down, NFL collapsing, mainstream news collapsing. Everything they're doing collapsing now that they tried to force full domination on us.
Well, the nation's collapsing. You know, I was listening to this song, you know, California Dreaming, when were you going? When I was coming on the air. And I was thinking about it. There's no songs about the cities anymore. You know, going to Kansas City, she's my Tallahassee lassie. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Maybe I'd be sexist if I sang Tallahassee lassie. You know, but there's no songs about the cities anymore. I was just thinking about it. When, you know, Chicago, my kind of town, New York, New York, we've lost the identity of who we are. It's part of that globalism and multinationalization. We shouldn't have any certain qualities of where we grew up, who we are, and what represented us as we grew up. Don't even think about that. Just turn into totally blank. And that's what they're shoving down our throat. Again, when we were growing up, all these songs about where, what city you wanted to go to because it was unique. It had its own culture. It had its own style. Gone. Gone into nothing. Oh, by the way, everyone listening out there, you know, I know I've been out in your place. I know how hard you people work. Put your money where your mouth and ears are, everyone listening. It's not a free ride. InfoWars isn't one of these non-for-profits. You know, all these people that, like these universities that pay all these coaches and presidents millions of dollars and don't pay any taxes. This station has to stay alive by supporting them, like we do with our Trends Journal and our information. So I put my money where my mind and my mouth is, and I buy InfoWars products.
And by the way, Gerald, I know why you're raising this, and people should support you as well, TrendsResearch.com. We're under attack. The dirty tricks, we don't want to get into the air. You've been through it as well. They really try to stop us because we're effective, and you've written books about bringing back local economies, bringing back true diversity. Globalism is diversity. Let's the corporate Borg claim that they represent all the cultures, like the warden in a prison, and then they direct society. But the final frontier we have to fight them is voting with our dollars, voting with our feet, voting with our reviews, and that's what you're letting people know is George Soros may have just put $18 billion in trying to kill the Trump agenda. That's like literally 50, 60 times what he normally does a year or more. That's a sign of desperation, Gerald. Do you agree?
Oh, it is. Look what they're doing in Hungary. They threw Soros out. You know, they're trying to stop him. You know, look, Alex, the only way this country is really going to change, as I see it, and you can see it around the world, is what we talked about with the AfD party in Germany, the Freedom Party in Austria, there's Cinque Stelle, the Five Star Movement in Italy, on and on. We need a new party in America. We need a new way. The Democrats and the Republicans are nothing more than the Bloods and the Crips, murderers and
thieves. You called for this for 20 years. Isn't Trump taking over the Republican Party, siding sometimes with other groups, basically breaking their back partially?
What Trump represents is the perfect analogy. He is no party. Both parties are against him in so many ways, which is showing the opportunity for a new way now. He's not aligned with either of them. That's why neither of them support him.
I'll be honest with you. When you were always harping on this, I'd say, look, I don't think it's going to happen at this time. But I think Trump is an example. In all the special elections we've seen, any mainline Democrats losing, any mainline Republicans losing, the people want true populism from the left and the right, but the power structure is fighting it. Instead of at least embracing it on the surface, they're so arrogant, they're not.
No, they're not, because it's against their interests. Because who are they? Prostitutes. They get paid by their corporate johns and their Washington whoremasters. I mean, look at this stuff coming out. I just read about this guy, Jake Tapper. He used to go out with Monica Lewinsky, writing that disgusting stuff about her. And this guy shooting his mouth off with this arrogant attitude. Look who we have over here in New York with this Cuomo, Chris Cuomo. I remember him when I used to do all the TV shows. They bring him around with his little aides. He was talking about, you know, sports and pop culture. And now he's this arrogant guy born on third base and thought he had a home run. He'd be nowhere if his old man wasn't Mario. Just like his brother Andrew, the privileged prince, would be nowhere.
And they're still arrogant, even though they have a shadow of their former audience and are imploding, they get more and more arrogant. Do they not know what losers they are?
No, because again, you know, they've never had a work in their lives. It's all been given to them for free.
I'm going to ask you, as we come back, your prediction politically, how this is going to go, the different breaks, what happens if they assassinate Trump, the so-called left wants a revolution in October, November 4th is when they launch their main attack, they're promising violence nationwide. I think what we saw I mean, Vegas was part of that. The deep state covered it up because Trump isn't in control of his own FBI yet. And we'll talk the whole Russiagate situation with Gerald Celente. Now we know why Hillary was saying Trump was a Ruski, because, ladies and gentlemen, her, Mueller, all of them were literally Russian assets. They had totally sold out.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
I wouldn't say I have the answer to every question. Notice I didn't write that liner. I got the crews being nice. But 9 times out of 10, I have the answer, because the globalist big miscalculation is acting like you're idiots. They thought they would build a big, giant, private, corporate world government, exempt themselves from the taxes, the regulations, give themselves diplomatic immunity, and then, once the planetary regime was in place, once they transferred all the nation-state power by the leaders to that new global power in this revolution of the bureaucrats against the nations and their peoples, they would then bring in a worldwide autocratic authoritarian system they call a technocracy, managing and running our lives in a planned civilization where we are a permanent underclass and they are a permanent overclass. And that, from all their different books and white papers, from Zbigniew Brzezinski to John P. Holdren, is the altruistic or liberal or loving view. If you get into why the future doesn't need us, and you get into what Ray Kurzweil and Google and others are talking about, they go, oh, you're lucky we don't just step on you like you're a bug once we merge with machines. We're just going to be the new superhumans, and you're all going to be dead. That's Ted Turner. That's Bill Clinton. That's David Rockefeller. That's, pull it up, even ABC News reports. Oprah Winfrey went to secret meetings with the Rockefellers just 6 years ago to discuss exterminating 80 to 90% of the world population. Folks, I know this stuff sounds crazy. They're the crazy ones. Now, even if they'd ever get those plans into place, it shows in a 21st century worldview what old elites would do when they got inbred and crazy. They would just start wars or start killing people or thinking they were God. It's called megalomania, and the old evil Nazi collaborator, George Soros, knows mainstream media is totally discredited. That's why in 1998, 60 Minutes had him on. He bragged and said, I'm not ashamed of being a Nazi. I did what I had to do to survive. In fact, it was free market. I filled a niche. I'm proud of it. In 2017, he has his minion get up there from the CIA, Anderson Cooper, and say it never happened. Alex Jones made it up, despite the fact we have the clip. That shows how weak they are. They know they're exposed. So just tell bigger lies. Talk about Hitler and the big lie theory. So when you financially support us by buying supplements and T-shirts and books and videos and all the hottest titles, you name it, to help wake yourself and others up more, it funds us to continue to reach out to others and have other great brains on the broadcast like Gerald Celente. And so that's why it's a revolutionary act to financially support this broadcast. And we've got specials that are ending in the next few days. 50% off BrainForce, just the known highest quality, healthy, organic compounds for healthy, more active, focused brain. 20% now and more in each bottle. We're doing 50% off, not because it's not selling. We sold so much of it. It's gotten so popular that I ordered the biggest order ever of it. So I could do it 50% off to see if my free market idea would work to sell even more at lower prices, make you even happier, and fund ourselves to expand. A win-win. It's worked. I thought we had a two-month supply. It'll be sold out in a couple of weeks at this rate. So I've got to end the special in the next few days and then put it back to regular price until more comes in. That is going to end in the next few days. Secret 12, 40% off, about to end. Survival Shield X2, 40% off, about to end. BioTruth Selenium for mustard seed, strong, strong formulation, 40% off. The new specials, it'll continue for a week or more. Anthroplex, or until they sell out, 50% off. That's the dry form of Supermel Vitality. And Supermel Vitality, 30% off. Highest quality known organic, high quality herbs, ladies and gentlemen, that have passed the strict, almost impossible California standards until we know someday what we've talked about, we know they're going to do. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, it's all available at InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And again, Gerald Celente has his Trends Journal. He has his free updates you can sign up for and get as well. It is critical, an absolute act of war against the globalist. I know that you already know all about this stuff. But ladies and gentlemen, your friends, your family, your neighbors don't. We're in a war. People are ready to wake up now. So please support the broadcast. Please get the word out. Trends Research. Com. Gerald, we've only got about 5 minutes left in this segment. I've got another one. I want to get into political correctness and culture war with you. But instead of me asking some of the questions here, what else is front and center on your trends, your predictions, the whole Trump era, different possible futures that you see, and what happens if they kill President Trump, something they're publicly trying to organize?
Well, going on to the future, and what we see is that we're talking about the populist movements. You know, our method of tracking trends is called globalnomic. It means making connections between different fields. And we're talking about populism and nationalism. One thing to really consider, and again, the motto is think for yourself, is what's going on with these cryptocurrencies. This is real. This isn't dying. It's an expression of people's disgust with the fiat currencies and the globalized central bankers. This is like my generation, it was buying gold. I bought my first gold buy at $187.50 an ounce. And now today, the millennials, their gold is cryptocurrency. It all ties together. We're looking at a breakdown of a fight among the people against the system. And this is one of the ways of breaking the system. Because if you break the bank, then you're really in trouble. That's why you got a guy like Jamie Dimon screaming out that Bitcoin is a fraud. And after all, he should know what a fraud is. But he's saying it because it's going to put the banks out of business. That's why the banks don't like it. Number two, very important, and I'm sure your audience knows it, but for those that may have not heard it, China is now accepting, when they buy Iranian oil or Russian oil, instead of paying them in petrodollars, U.S. dollars that were based on oil prices, they're paying them in yuan and saying you could cash the yuan in for gold. This is big. Now, remember, the deal of the petrodollar was made between Nixon and the Saudi king back in about 1974. Now they're saying to Saudi Arabia, the Chinese, no, we're not going to buy your oil and pay you in dollars. We're going to pay you in yuan. They're telling the Saudis this. And they may buy 5% of Aramco, the big Saudi company that they're going to oil field, the giant oil company of Saudi Arabia that you're going to put on the market. They may buy 5% of this. The reason I'm mentioning this, if the petrodollar dies, the U.S. dollar will crash, and so too will the economy. This is a reality. This isn't just speculation. It's happening in front of us. So what does that mean? Well, the cryptocurrencies, they're trying to stop those in a lot of countries. So what will people buy when they're value in the fiat currencies dies? Gold and silver.
Continue with the Bretton Woods Agreement and the petrodollar.
What's going to happen, China doesn't want to deal with dollars anymore. So they're not taking the petrodollar. They're not taking U.S. bucks. They're giving. So when I'm buying your oil, I'm Chinese, I'm buying your Saudi Arabian oil, I'm not going to pay you in bucks. I'm paying you in my yuan. But you could cash my yuan into gold. So it's becoming very attractive because once upon a time, you could cash the dollar in for gold, but you can't do that anymore.
And by the way, let me point this out. The University of Texas and hundreds of other big institutions, while gold went down for a while, now it's gone back up some, have been buying billions of dollars of it. So the elites, while telling you don't get gold, they're the ones that are actually getting into it.
Yeah, and again, if this petrodollar goes down, you know, the U.S. dollar crashes. You'll be going to Walmarts with a wheelbarrow of money like they used to do in Weimar Republic, Germany.
That's right. Let's talk more about the dark side of the economy. We're hoping things get better, and we're rooting for it. But what happens if the globalists are able to stop Trump? We'll talk about it with Gerald Celente.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, normally if three people had been shot dead and others had been shot, and there was a guy on the run in a major city, you'd hear about it. But none of these, a black guy who's a Muslim. Right. Maryland State Police release ID of at-large shooter Raheed Labib Prince. Into this house for armed and dangerous. Now let's scroll down and read some of this article. We're going to post it up on InfoWars.com. There you go. Raheed Labib is suspected of shooting five people in Maryland Business Park this morning. Five people were shot. Three have been reported dead. He remains at large and considered armed and dangerous. The story is developing. But, of course, it's not on CNN. It's not on Fox. It's not because, well, that's why they shut down the whole story in Vegas, folks. Because when there's an Islamic attack, it doesn't happen. Why are they bringing all these unvetted Islamists into the country? I'm going to ask Gerald Celente that in a moment. Also get into the dark side of an economy imploding and where he sees all of that unfolding. But first, I want to get into this. There is a report out where an economist and financial researcher that I know has been a pretty smart guy, and I know that Gerald has at least I've seen written some nice things about. Mark Faber resigns after saying, thank God white people populated America. Now, let's be clear about this. You can read his quote with all these Black Lives Matter groups and the BBC and others saying whites are inherently bad. I'm going to play a clip of that. So he responds saying, well, you know, whites have built the civilization. Why does everybody say they're so bad? Because you don't see that being built in Africa today. You know, my issue is this. Europeans have been barbarous as well. But the Renaissance was an idea of not doing that. And so why is it under such attack? I've got a clip right here of Monroe Bergdork on racism in the UK. This is a program on the BBC. We played a lot of these clips where people go on and denounce that white people are inherently evil. Now, Hitler said Jews were inherently evil. So I'm not saying blacks are inherently evil. I'm not saying anybody's inherently evil. You know, there's bad groups and everywhere. It can be cultural. It can also be, you know, genetic tendencies in a family, whatever. Just like the guy, you know, reportedly that did the Vegas attack, his dad, you know, was a convicted psychopath, bank robber, tried to kill folks with cars, you name it, bragged about it. Well, this ZZ, I don't use the wrong word, I'll get arrested in California, has come out as this fountain of wisdom and told us whites are inherently more barbarous, more violent, more evil. Actually, crime statistics show, say it's cultural, whatever, here in the U.S., blacks are 10 times more likely. Similar numbers in Europe, and it's even higher with Muslims. But, I mean, I'm just saying the statistics, but you're saying I'm inherently a bad person, so why don't you resign? Oh, because it's okay because you're being racist against whites. What you say is five times more brutal than what Faber says. I want to play this and then get Gerald Celente's take on all this culture war garbage that I know he just wants to transcend like I do with us having a unified culture of free market, open, real societies. But let's go ahead and play the clip of the racist training.
If white people want to see an improvement for people of color, they need to understand that racism is not learned, it's inherited, and either consciously or unconsciously passed down through privilege. The uncomfortable truth is that the white race is the most violent and oppressive force of nature on earth. My worry is that whatever governments do to tinker with institutional racism, it is so ingrained in the fabric of British society that it is too late to do anything about it.
And then I've got all these videos of the new thing is men dressed up like women, but then in demon clown outfits going and scaring kids at school libraries. And it's like, look, if we could put a guy in a demon clown outfit in a room with a bunch of little kids, I mean, you'd run at the park from these guys. But it's okay. They're like this group on a pedestal telling you that you're inherently bad because you're white. What is going on with ABC, NBC, CBS, BBC, all of these groups force-feeding this? What is this, Gerald Celente?
It's happened as soon as Trump started running. It's the division of America. And that's when it really began. And that woman who was mentioning this, oh, yeah, things are lovely, right? Aren't they beautiful over there in Somalia? How many just died the other day? Oh, only a little over 300. Oh, a beautiful day in the Congo. I think I'm going to take my next vacation in Mali. Maybe Niger. Maybe Cameroon. Look what's going on in Africa. Good and bad comes in all races, creeds, and colors. They're doing this to divide the nation. And of course, America is definitely a racist nation. I mean, after all, the last president we had, Obama, I think he was a couple of shades lighter than me. And who was the attorney general? Oh, yeah, that garbage piece of crap. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Eric Holder. Hold this, Eric. The guy that didn't bring one of those banksters to jail. I think he was a couple
of shades. And Jay Johnson, a black guy, and Loretta Lynch. But it's just, it's white people's fault.
How about Condoleezza Rice? How about that low-life piece of garbage who sold us the Iraq War? Colin Powell. Oh, you know what, Alex. You know what passes through the colon.
Why is he named after the final part of the lower intestine?
Because he's crap. Look what he did. That he should be brought up on war crime tribunals with his little piece of colon crap showing us this is proof.
But wait a minute. White people are the only people that do bad. That's not racist.
And so what I'm saying is, are there racists? Of course there are. Are there people that don't like Italians? Don't like Jews? Don't like... Of course. There are ignorant people. This is not a racist country. We elected a black
president. And they know we're not, so they use our weakness that we don't want to be racist against us because they know we have a conscience, and I'm sick of it.
Again, when Obama got elected, and I'm doing media all over the world, he was going to be the savior. Remember, he won the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize. After he got it, he sends 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan, kills over 4,000 innocent people with drone strikes. Quote, I'm really good at killing people. Oh, does it make a difference whether you're black, white, male, female, whatever religion you believe in, good and bad comes in all of them. It's the media that's dividing us. Now, as a trend forecaster, I'm going to tell you one of our top trends for 2018. You know that they're dividing us. If you're a company, if you're selling a product, whatever you're doing, sell unity. Not unity to fight someone. Go back to remember that song, the dun 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 dun. Remember how...
What about the love train? What about the love train? Because they say Black Lives Matter, whites and cops are evil. That's not unity. That's race war. We say, let's just all come together and be free and be good.
Exactly. And as trend forecasters, we tell our clients, this is a direction to go in. As they're dividing, you unite. We're all in this together. We're all Americans. We're all here because it was the land of opportunity that our ancestors came to. We're here because of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. So let's get straight over here. You want to go somewhere else, leave. But if you want to be an American, live by the principles of what made this country great at one time.
That's right. And what the globalists are doing is, they're saying, throw out all the rules, forget those, don't look at them, even though it's the plan that move forward to try to actually make people have equal opportunity. They want to destroy that and give us the global model that's totally secret, totally authoritarian, and has slave factories all over the world. What are we doing listening to these people? It's so obvious. Then we get their internal WikiLeaks, and they say, we're going to use racial division to control the general population while we basically use them and make them poor so we can control them into the future. I mean, they're literally dynamiting the ladders up to success, admitting it, and then telling us how altruistic they are.
Again, look at Obama. He used to brag about all the jobs he created. Folks. They folks us, all right? He created 94% of the jobs that were created, according to the Harvard-Princeton study, are temporary jobs. So they're using the racism divisiveness because they're stealing all our dough. The money's right. Everybody knows where it went to the 1%. Well, I'm making this stuff up.
So let me ask you this question. Why do they hate Trump so much? Not that he's perfect, but they really hate him.
Because he's not a member of the club, and he's destroying it at different levels. That's it. By the way, I was with Anthony Frieda a couple of weeks ago. He's the illustrator, as you well know, for our magazines.
Famous guy. Work.
And we had lunch with Robert Trump, Donald Trump's brother, that Anthony Frieda knows. And he was very gentlemanly and very, you know, respectful. And they hate Trump because he's anti-establishment. Does he do a lot of things I like? No. But he's anti-establishment. And he's turned over the whole system, and that's why they're against him. We've never had this happen in our lifetime when someone gets elected where they go after them continually.
Absolutely. Stay there. Do 5 more minutes with us. I want to ask you about that and what we can do to continue this revolution of prosperity before everything totally implodes. Let's talk about that.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.